This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yes, Stephen Vogt can't figure it out either. And I feel for him. That's the manager of the Guardians after last night. And again, two of the last 45 innings, the Guardians have scored runs. That means in 43 of the last 45 innings, they haven't scored a run. And that's just tough. We're not here to bash the offense. It's struggling.
It's doing that itself, Andy. And bashing is something they're not doing. So let's.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, they're 12 games out in the Central now. It's just.
Yeah, it's getting. I mean, it's to the point where you can almost write off the idea of any comeback there. It's not going well. It's Baskin and Phelps here on the Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy there is Andy Baskin. This has been a problem, and as Steven said, it's been a problem for a while. We've mentioned some of the numbers around this. They've lost five straight. They've since June 4th, when they had a win over the Yankees, they're 7-16 since June 4th. And again, that stat over the last five games, scoring in just 2 of 45 innings is just dangerous. Now, and you know, the big metrics, batting average, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, combine them for OPS. They're 29th in batting average, 26th in OBP, 28th in slugging percentage, 28th in OPS. And this is the one that gets me, because this is so bad, I can't even fathom this one. But this stat just gets me every time. They've had 18 guys bat this year. 18 guys have come to the plate for this team. Half of them are batting under 177 batting average. Half of their 18 hitters this season are batting under 177. Andy, that's nearly impossible to do. That's unbelievable.
It's frustrating. It was just, yesterday they get the one inning where they score the two runs, and, you know, they just can't get anything going. And Gavin Williams, you know, the thing I liked about yesterday's game was that Williams had one bad inning. Things went sideways in the second, gave up a crooked number, but then bounced back. You know, you give up, you give up five runs, maybe you shouldn't win, but you're still getting starting pitching. Those guys seem to be holding their own. The bullpen, for the most part, is holding their own. And you sit here and you watch all, you know, zero, you know, would they have six on Saturday? Five on Saturday, six on Saturday? And then come back with a zero, and then yesterday struggling to score again. you finally get two runs in the fourth, and that's it. You know, yesterday was a weird game too. Didn't you think so? Yeah, I saw those guys getting picked off at first base. It was weird.
Andy, they've just been playing strange baseball. And let's be fair here.
Mm-hmm.
This team is better. The hitters are actually better than scoring in just two of the last 45 innings. This is a real bad slump. It's a bad stretch. It will get better. We know that. But will it get better enough to compete for a playoff spot? And how, and here's the question, how can it get better? And I'd love your thoughts on that. How can this get better? 216-474-0092. I need you guys to chime in on this. And I mean you, Andrew, and you, Daniel. They have three guys on the team right now who haven't hit very well and don't have options left. So you can't send these guys down. And it would appear that they're trying to be patient and let these guys in particular find themselves, because this isn't as easy as just sending them to AAA. This would be, if you move on from these guys, it's designated for assignment or trade.
But then you hope you can get them through waivers.
And you hope you get them through waivers and put them in AAA.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can do that, and if they want to do that. Gabe Arias, who you don't have to worry about now because he's on the injured list. But Gabe's offense was okay at the beginning of the year, was doing actually fine.
Enough for him to be solid to come out of camp and make the team.
Correct. And then at the beginning of the season was hitting well.
Yeah.
And he's kind of slid.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan Jones, out of options. But we've said this before, and as silly as it sounds, he looks like a ball player. His swing looks like he's hitting the ball pretty hard. They've given us all those metrics about, all right, he's hitting the ball hard and blah, 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 blah. Yet he's not hitting it for power, and he's supposed to be a power hitter. And his average isn't great shakes. And
he hit it yesterday. I've kind of felt like
he had a base hit and brought in a run.
Yeah.
And Lane Thomas, who has been dinged up and fighting injuries and has not found his batting stroke. Do you remain patient with those three guys? Which guy of those three do you remain patient with? All three? One of the two? What do you do? Because they don't have options. And they're not hitting the ball that well.
At what? So I'm gonna answer your question with a question.
Yep.
At what point do you turn the page and say, now we're playing for the future?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know if, you know, can you throw up the white flag at some point?
But see, those are all three young guys, too. So aren't you playing for the future with them? I honestly...
You have guys that are below them that might deserve an opportunity to come up, but because they're out of options... You've changed the whole dynamic of what you're saying, and I you made that pretty clear, and I understand that. I just
Arias is leading that group at 231 batting average. Nolan Jones 220, and Nolan's got three home runs. I mean, he's supposed to be a more powerful hitter than that. And I'm sorry, poor Lane Thomas is hitting 154.
Do we think this is magically coming together? I don't.
Well, I think. They're being patient, Andy, and it makes me think that they do think it's going to come together. But would you give up on any of those three guys? Or are you going to try and find out and find their swings? Nolan Jones has a little bit of a track record, had at least one good year in Colorado. Lane Thomas has a little bit of a track record.
They've walked away from guys before if they thought they had someone ready to come up.
But
we've seen that before.
But that brings up another question. As you know what, as the offense has been, they clearly can't think that Kafis or anybody else, Chase DeLauder, Milan Tolentino, who's leading the Columbus Clippers in home runs, they can't think those guys are ready, or wouldn't they be here already?
So, no, not necessarily. Not with this organization.
Well, so they're showing patience with the guys who are here.
Would push them through faster, but I think it's easier to push these guys up if it's just one guy.
Yeah, but
or maybe two guys that are struggling in the lineup. You're still playing well. Now you're slotting a guy in. This isn't a slot. This is a let's wipe out half of the pot.
But so here's the thing, though. They're showing extreme patience with the guys who are here. David Fry, they're showing patience with. David's hitting 130, and he's coming back from Tommy John surgery and can't play anywhere. So if he can't play anywhere and he doesn't have his swing, I don't mean to.
It's a DH. A DH has got to be able to hit more than 130.
Well, yeah.
It's your designated hitter.
And I don't mean to bash David. He can't help you, period, if he can't hit. So, and David Fry has options. You can send David down to AAA. Go find your swing in AAA and go down and hit for a week and come on back. Go down, you know, do your stint and come back, but go find your swing. I'm having a hard time understanding why they're being patient with guys who just aren't hitting at all. David Fry, he can't do anything for you right now because the only thing he's allowed to do medically is hit, and he's not hitting. So why is he on the roster right now? Is he magically going to find it? Send him to AAA. Find it. Bring up Chase DeLauder. Let him see if he can hit. Milan Tolentino is a name that we're not overly familiar with. He was a fourth-round pick in 2020. He's leading Columbus in home runs, and he's really hot right now. Bring him up. Can he hit? I don't know. Let's find out. The one issue with everything that's gone on in Columbus is this. Jonathan Rodriguez was tearing it up in Columbus. John Kenzie Noel went down to Columbus, was tearing it up. He's not anymore. It's like 200 over his last 15 days or something like that. I don't know if the options down there, and Kefas over his last 15 days is hitting like 220. So if you're going to try and bring a guy up when he's hot, that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You've lost that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, correct me if you disagree, it seems as if they really are trying to be patient with the guys who are here because they think they're going to get the job done. And God bless David Fry. That's a terrible thing to come back from. He's come back. He can't throw. All he can do is hit, and he's not. I don't know why he's on the roster right now. That doesn't make any sense to me because you're putting a guy at DH, and he's not hitting. Well, Andy, you said it.
What's a fair batting average for a designated hitter?
He just looks so out of sorts. Go figure out your swing and come on back. And in the meantime, give somebody else a chance. Or put Kyle Manzardo in every day. It just makes no sense to me. I do not understand it. 216-474-0092. Want your thoughts on this, folks. And please join in the conversation. And it does not make any sense. Are you going to stick with Nolan Jones? And I'm glad Nolan Jones is here. But he's not hitting very well. They say he's hitting the ball hard. Okay, great. Turn it into base hits. Turn it into productivity. Right now, you're not hitting the ball very hard. I'm not sending him down. I'm going to be patient with him. I am. I'm going to be patient with Lane Thomas. I gave up players to get him at the trade deadline last year, and he looked like he could help me. However, they're not getting the job done. What do you do if you're the Guardians? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
They're showing extreme patience with the guys on the roster right now, or a complete lack of confidence in the young guys in Columbus who might be able to come up and get a chance. I'm not even going to say help. All we know is this. My guess is that a couple of the young guys in Columbus can come up and at the very least join the club of half of the team that's hitting under 177 of the guys who have hit this year for the team.
Can I throw one other thing at you?
That's Baskin. I'm Phelps.
I mean, can we give credit to the guys on the other side? Can we give credit to the, you know, the guys that have been beating them, the pitchers? Sonny Gray looked pretty good the other day.
No,
I know you can't.
Andy, they're pathetic hitting-wise right now.
Yeah, I get it, but maybe they're also going up against good pitching, too. I'm just
All season?
I'm playing devil's advocate.
All season, they're like 28th and below in all the key hitting stats.
In this string, where they just keep piling up the L's, and they're having trouble scoring, they have seen, I mean, Boyd looked pretty.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, the bad hitting or the good pitching?
You do need to credit the other team sometimes. I mean, look, every guy that they've faced is either a six or in this losing streak, six-game winner, eight-game winner. Swanson had his first one of the year, but Libertor.
Hey, Dan.
Boyd.
Tell Andy what you tell me about wins.
Stop using wins as a way to measure pitcher success.
Well, do you want me to go by innings? Do you want me to go by ERA? I mean,
Go by innings. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm just saying it off the top of my head just real quick just to look at it. I mean, can we give the other team a little bit of credit? Is that okay or no? No, you're not going to get Boyd any credit.
I'm not going to be a wise guy about it. It's this. Andy, it's been a problem all year.
Yeah, so, I understand we suck, but at some point, though, the pitching on the other side is
Sonny Gray was the reincarnation of Greg Maddux the other day. And though I like Sonny Gray, he's not Greg Maddux.
Okay, but I do think you need to give credit to the other team sometimes, too. I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong that we're struggling at the plate.
I'm not saying you're wrong. All I know is that it's not just been the last five games where they haven't hit. It's been all season long. Greg is in thriving North Canton. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Okay, you guys aren't going to like this, but if you hear me out and you look at all the data, it's time to hit the full rebuild button. And I get it. They came off an ALCS last year. But that was done with four guys who had historical bullpens, under two, things like that. You bring up David Fry. Do you realize David Fry had three home runs after June 1st last year?
David was really good early and not very good late.
And that's the thing. All of this was, you got a bunch of guys who are just role players. After you expose them, that's what's happening. And if you're going to, if the Guardians honestly think that the combinations of Rocchio, Martinez, Jones, Will Brennan, or whatever we had out there is better than the Lauder, Brito, and Kayfis, then the Lauder and Kayfis and Brito are nothing more than what we already have.
Greg, that's well said.
So, but if you're going to rebuild, are you bringing those guys up then or no?
Yeah.
Yes. At first, you're going to have to restock the system. You're probably going to have to spring them up. But you're going to have to look at trading Class A for some, you know, I think there was trading Class A. And bottom line is, you're not going to sign Stephen Kwan back in 2 years. You're going to have to see what you can get out of him. The Guardians must know something about these guys that they're nothing. When after 2016, besides Kwan and Josh Naylor, name me another hitter we've developed since 2016.
Well, and you could make the argument that Josh Naylor was developed by another organization.
And that's the thing. And then you need to get rid of the bottom line is we're playing an outdated model. this 1-9 guards ball doesn't work anymore. You just need a bunch of guys that can hit. They can strike out 180 times, but hit 40 and 30 and 40 home runs.
Greg, why are they showing patience with the guys who are here right
how
now?
How far did we make it last year? I forgot. Did we play the Yankees?
To the ALCS.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, that maybe they just hit everything right last year. Is the model outdated?
Not only did that bullpen have ERAs under 2, go back to their game logs. Very rarely did they ever throw more than 11 pitches in an inning. They were just lethally ridiculous. That's why they could throw 90 times a game, because they only threw 10 pitches.
So wait, is the model then having great relief pitching and great? I understand what you're saying. It's just really hard for me. I know that they're struggling right now and they can't hit.
Thank you, Greg.
And I'm not trying to defend anybody on this thing, but it's just that the model is outdated. And if you want to rebuild, I mean, what's the rebuild anyway? The team is a rebuild itself. It always is. There was an epiphany last night when I was watching the game again, and they were, you know, celebrating the Cubs and the World Series over the then Indians, and they're like, oh, the only person who's still there is Ramirez. And you're like, well, that's a total rebuild from there. I mean, I know it's 9 years.
And
how long do you want someone to stick around?
That turns, though.
Yeah, and I agree.
Major league rosters turn like that.
It's baseball.
Dano, give me that outfield stat we were talking about.
You got two guys that are hitting.
Folks, sit down. If you don't, please sit down.
So if you take the entire outfield.
I don't want anybody falling and getting hurt.
Anybody who has taken an at-bat in the outfield, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Throwing this all together as one player. So this includes Stephen Kwan. Your outfield currently is hitting .226 with a .285 on base and a .333 slug. If you go by wins above replacement, which I know Andy loves.
War. I mean, really, what is it good for?
Minus .2.
Nothing.
So your whole outfield is costing you wins.
Mike is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs, and Sharing Cross Drive, where I lived in first grade.
Oh, congratulations.
Go ahead, Mike.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just want to get off the top. I feel bad for you guys sometimes, especially in times like this when our team seems to just keep running their head into a wall and making no sense, as you know, when we keep getting the same results. Previous caller was kind of on doing a few things for sure. You know, we've been talking about the Lauder and Capus and et cetera. We've also talked about whether we're going to be sellers or buyers. And I mean, I just think with the way this season is, you know, our problems, I've said it before, aren't fixable with just a couple of guys getting hot. It's more than that, as you guys are alluding to. It's not just a couple of guys. It's big chunks, half of roster, all of one position when there's three of that position. This is bad. Well, two of that three position, Kwan's fine. But, you know, it's, we really aren't, I just don't understand as fans what they want us to keep how they want us to buy into this. Because they can't even score any runs, and this isn't a fixable problem. Like Jeff was saying, I'm sorry, Andy, I know you're trying to find the other side.
It's not that I disagree with him. I'm just trying to find another way to look at this.
But yeah. It's been going on all year, and we've been talking about Nolan Jones hitting the ball hard at people all year. You know, this isn't just like the last 2 weeks, the last month. You know, it's just, it is absolutely time for them to get off their tails, move the guys that aren't our future regardless. I love Carlos Santana. He's probably the hottest hitter on the team. It's time for him to move on and get something for him. You know, Tavis, I'm not sure about Clase yet. I think if we move Clase, we could really challenge next year. If we don't trade for 2 or 3 year down the road prospects, I'm so tired of that. You know, quit adding middle infielders too. You know, bring in a big stick with this trade and not a guy that's going to take 2 or 3 more years. I don't want to hear about the best prospect in single A, you know, for a guy that's producing major league right now. I'm tired of those kinds of trades. So I think it's just clear. I feel bad. You guys need to get fired up though. The owners need to know it's time, time to do something. Mr. Chernoff, it's time to do something. You know, this is not working. You've given it long enough. This patience is really beyond tolerable at this point.
Mike, let me just ask you one really, really quick question. We're 83. Yeah, yeah. We're 83 games in, right? We're 40-43.
Yep. Right.
Where did you expect them to be right now? Where did you expect them?
I'll tell you what. Not 12 out, Andy. You know.
No, I agree with you on that. 100%. Not 12 out. But I'm just. I was looking at the record. And I'm like, I don't know where I really expected them to be this year. You know?
I'll tell you what I think is I thought their pitching, especially, and I'm not talking lately, is in the last 2 days or last 2 weeks, that pitching is actually better than I thought it was going to be.
But I agree with that. Yeah.
The hitting is so far less than we thought, guys. I mean, we knew we were tough going in because they didn't do anything for it. You know, they didn't really add anything other than Carlos, and that was just a swap. You know, actually less when you get rid of Josh. So, you know, they didn't do anything. We knew that was going to be worse, but this much worse, this is really, really bad.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Dan said something in the break, and I think Dan's onto something. I am all for patience and letting guys find themselves, but this has gone on. And to me, it seems like, Dano, there are a lot of hitters on this team that seem content. And that's probably not a good idea.
I think you got to shake something up. I would trade somebody. I would cut somebody. I would go right along those lines as like a, hey, we need to wake up here because what's taking place is not working. And this is not going well. And a lot of guys seem to be, no one is rooting for, like, who is playing, is trying to lose games or trying not to get hits, all those kind of things. But there is a level of content that is taking place inside, and it's very stale. And I think you need to do something to upset the staleness that's there. A couple of our Twitter mentions, which are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads. Are saying shake the lineup up a little bit. Move Carlos Santana to lead off. Maybe move Jose Ramirez to lead off. Do something in that regard. I think you might be a step past that. But, hey, it's something, and I'm willing for something. If I'm them, I'm trading Lane Thomas. That's where I'm starting.
That's not a bad idea.
And it's
He probably still has some value because he – because of what he's done in the past. And you can look at his injuries and think, okay, he hasn't found it yet. Maybe he'll find it with another team.
He's a great guy. He's a really good platoon hitter. He is fast as all get out. He can work a count. I understand all of those things. He needs to not be here. They got to shake something up, and that's something we're shaking. Right there. Get him out of here. I'd send David Fry down like you've thrown out too and just go, hey, well, we're not producing. We got to find something.
David, if you go down to AAA and hit, you're coming back up.
No offense. It's not personal. It's just business.
Your DH is hitting 130, and he can't play a position. Why? And Kyle Manzardo is not playing every day because they're giving David at bats, and at least Kyle's hitting over 200 against lefties. I don't quite get it. Rob's in Brunswick, home of those Blue Devils.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Hey, man. How are you today?
Hi, Rob.
Love your show. Love you when you talk about the Guardians.
Thank you.
I find it really interesting talking about the minor league guys because I do follow those stats. And the one thing I really look at, the basic stat I look at is the walk to strikeout ratios on these guys. And the one guy that I really like DeLauder. But I have noticed that, I don't know if you guys have caught on to this, but he's not playing every day. You guys know anything about that? Like, does he still have, like, a foot problem that they're being very cautious with?
I would guess that they're paying attention to that a little bit and just trying to make sure that he's good to go and that he's healthy. That's been his big concern, like, Rob. He's had injury issues.
Yeah, he has. They're not doing the lefty-righty thing with him down there, are they?
Actually, his splits are oddly the wrong way.
Are they?
Last time I looked, he was hitting poorly against right-handed pitching, which is not the idea, right? Overall, he's hitting okay, but against right-handers, I believe his split was way down.
I really like to see him up here. Another move I'd like to see them do, too, is actually, I like Lane Thomas. I like his pitch selection. I like what he swings at. He doesn't have any dumb strikeouts, whereas Arias, I mean, I think he might just lead the league in three-pitch strikeouts. It's quite possible. I don't really know. But he makes the same mistakes, base-running mistakes. Just a lot of mental-type errors. And when Rick Manning is calling a player out on those items like he does, it's time to take notice on that. But I wonder, can Angel Martinez, can he play shortstop?
Yes.
I think he's a pretty darn good hitter myself. I know he doesn't hit with a ton of power, but, you know, for a shortstop position, 10, 15 homers a year, maybe, whatever, gets on base, seems to have a good eye at the plate. I think you put him at short. I think it's time to let Arias go. I think that's done with. He's not really progressed over, what, 2, maybe 3 years? I like Lane Thomas in center field.
But he's not hitting, Rob. And I wonder, and Rob, thank you. I wonder the specific on DeLauder and the splits, and it's weird because he's a left-handed hitter. He's hitting .438 against lefties and .225 against righties. That's okay. I overall, his batting average is pretty solid, so I'd be looking at him. He's hitting .308 overall. We're going to talk more about the Guardians and the offense and lack thereof and what might be in AAA that could be ready. Ryan Mitchell, play-by-play guy of the AAA Columbus Clippers, going to be back with us at 1 o'clock. So get ready for that. Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. She's joining us in about 6 minutes right here on Baskin and Phelps.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.